everybody. Welcome to the Drive Time Show.
Yes, hello, Kyle.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, everybody. We have a nice show today. We have lots to talk about. It is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. And we have lots to... I always have to think about that. Is it Wednesday? Yes, it is. Because I get confused. Sometimes I say, oh, it's Wednesday, and it's still Tuesday. Or it's already Thursday. But no, it is Wednesday. It's the 20th of February. We have lots to talk about. We have... It's International Cat Day. International Cat Day, everybody. So we'll talk a little bit about cats. Los gatos. Cats on the show today. Also, technology. We're going to bring back our technology section, and we'll talk about 5G smartphones, which are on the way. It seems Vodafone is connecting now to the new 5G network, and this will be rolling out in Spain, in many places, in some places, in test markets this year, with speeds up to 10 times as fast. Hasta 10 veces más rápido. Up to 10 times as fast. We also have, well, we're going to have our business section. We're going to go behind the brand, La Marca, the brand. We're going to talk about Federal Express, also known as FedEx. And I'll tell you the story behind FedEx and the owner, or the pioneer, the guy behind it all, folks, Fred Smith and FedEx in our business section. Also, history. Oh my gosh, history. We got all kinds of things to talk about. So much to cover. We better get it started right away. Okay, let's start things off right now. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Hello, everybody. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, it's Drive Time, everybody. I hope you're driving safely, if you are driving. Today we have a nice program for you. We have lots to talk about, don't we? Lots to talk about, everybody, on our show. But we're going to start it off with a section that we always do. We throw it out to you to participate, to get us going, to get us started with the Twitter translation.
Translation.
Yeah, that's right. Eso es, the Twitter translation. This is the part where I give you a sentence in Spanish and you write in on Twitter, okay? So send me your tweets, send me your translations in English. Now, Tino, how can folks find me on Twitter?
Tweet Kyle at I'm Kyle Miller, o lo que viene siendo IM Kilemillar.
That's right. I'm Kyle Miller is a name on Twitter. You can write in. Send me a tweet. Send me a tweet. Tell me the following. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Ni el uno ni el otro se quedó dormido. Ni el uno ni el otro se quedó dormido. All right. Good. Tell me how to say that in English. All right. So write in on Twitter. Tell me how to say that. We'll talk about it later on. Un poco más tarde. No? A little bit later on in the Drive Time Show. But for now, Tino, I think we need to go ahead and get warmed up.
The warm-up gym. The warm-up gym.
All right, right, everybody. It's time to get warmed up in the warm-up gym.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Why not? Okay, I'm going to give you the sentence in Spanish. Yo en español y tú en inglés, ¿vale? All right. Okay, number one. No andes tan deprisa. Don't walk so fast. Por favor.
Por favor, no corra.
Exactly. Come on. Don't, not so fast, right? Don't walk so fast. Don't walk so fast. Number two. ¿Por qué me conoce? Bueno, ella, imagínate. ¿Por qué me conoce? Why does she know me? ¿Por qué me conoce? Why does she know me? Number three. ¿Trabaja en la misma empresa que tú? ¿Trabaja en la misma empresa que tú? Does she work in the same company as you? Does she work in the same company as you? Number four. Vamos a quedarnos ahí durante un mes. We're going to stay there for a month. Durante un mes. We're going to stay there for a month. Durante un mes. All right, number five. Let's call it. Well, let's say this is number five. This is going to be number five, everybody. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? ¿Te vas a cansar de mí algún día? You're going to get tired of me someday. Algún día. No sé cuándo, pero... You're going to get tired. And by the way, we don't say tired. Tired? No. Tired. You're going to get tired of me someday. Te vas a cansar de mí algún día. You're going to get tired of me someday. Number six. No voy a poder terminar hoy. No voy a poder terminar hoy. I'm not going to be able to. Going to be able to. Poder hacer algo. I'm not going to be able to finish today.
Vamos.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to finish today. I'm not going to be able to finish today.
No te preocupes.
All right, okay. So I'm trying my best, right? I'm trying my best, Tino. But I'm not going to be able to finish today. Number seven. ¿Cómo voy a salir de este lío? How am I going to get out of this mess? De este lío. ¿Cómo? How am I going to get out of this mess? ¿Cómo voy a salir de este lío?
El lío lo guarda.
Hombre. How am I going to get out of this mess? Qué lío. What a mess. Okay. Number eight. Te estás tirando un farol. ¿No? Do you recognize this one, Tina? Te estás tirando un farol. In English, we say two words, dos palabras en inglés. You're bluffing. Yeah. Hey, you're bluffing. Te estás tirando un farol. You are, so to bluff. This is like, you know, when you play, you're playing poker and you have a poker face. My poker face. Right? The poker face means you're tu cara de poker. Right? You're pretending maybe you have a good hand when you don't. Or you're pretending that you don't have a good hand when you do. You're bluffing. Number nine. Esta reunión no está llegando a ninguna parte. This meeting is getting nowhere.
Es que, no
es que no está llegando a ninguna parte. This meeting is getting nowhere. This meeting is getting nowhere. All right, number 10. Number 10, last but not least. Hablarás, bueno, hablarías inglés mejor si no fueras tan tímido. It's true. Hablarías inglés mejor. You would speak English better if you weren't so shy.
Cobarde.
Well, cobarde no sé, pero you're afraid to speak. You're shy. You wouldn't you'd speak English better if you weren't if you weren't so shy. You'd speak English better if you weren't so shy. Okay. All right. Do you think they're warmed up, Tino? What do you think? You think they're Tino says he says he thinks that they're warmed up. All right. Okay, let's move on. Trending topics. Trending topics. Trending topics. It's International Cat Day, everybody. Right? One of Tino's favorite days of the year. He waits all year for this. He's, ah, me encanta.
Tengo unas ganas locas.
Exactly. It's International Cat Day. We're all excited about it. We're celebrating, right? Of course. Why not? Well, it's the 10th year of International Cat Day, believe it or not. And it was officially created, like I said, 2009, thanks to efforts by cat lovers on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. And they wanted this day to educate people about how to correctly care for cats, for felines, and to promote the animals' rights, particularly in times of, or as a result of, as a reaction to, cases of abuse and abandonment. Now, the date, February 20th, 2009, was the death of Socks. Socks, calcetines, but Socks was the name of the cat who lived in the White House, who moved in with Bill Clinton's family in 1993. It was a tuxedoed cat who was first adopted by Chelsea Clinton when her father was governor of Arkansas and became a media darling, with his image being used to raise money for animal shelters. Now, Socks went on to live with former president's secretary Betty Curry when the Clintons left the White House, and Curry had Socks unfortunately put down, right, euthanized in 2009 when she was 19 or 20 years old. She was suffering from kidney problems, a thyroid condition, and cancer of the mouth and jaw. So they decided, hey, let's celebrate cats and call this International Cat Day. So how about this? I am not, it's not my style to look for cat pictures, but I actually did share a cat picture for the first time in my life today. So if on Twitter, now if you want, you can send me a cat picture and I'll give credit to the most interesting cat picture shared on Twitter. So send it to me. Mándamelo. Send me your favorite cat picture or GIF, whatever it is. Send me one of those things or a cat picture and see who can come up with the most creative ones, and I'll share them. Okay. I can share some of them, but there you go. It's International Cat Day. Por fin, right? Finally. All right, there you have it, folks, and that is today's trending topic.
Expression of the day.
Oh, it's time for the expression of the day. Just like that, everybody. The expression of the day is to blow your own horn, or to blow your own trumpet as well. To blow your own trumpet, tu propio trompeta, right? Propia trompeta, eso es. to blow your own trumpet means to essentially brag. Brag, right? What do you say, brag? Do you know jactearse? Is something like that? When you say, mírame, yo soy mejor, look at me, ha ha ha, to brag. Brag, we say. Chulearse, maybe, right? To brag, say, mírame. Presumir, eso es. No hay jactearse o algo así, no. Similar. Similar, buddy. Tina says, no, better. Yeah. Anyway, to brag is to blow your own horn or to blow your own trumpet. Mm-hmm. So you could say, look, without meaning to blow my own horn, I had the highest marks in the class, for example. But you are kind of blowing your own horn if you say that. You're bragging about yourself. And this was apparently used for the first time or recorded back in the 1800s in Australia and New Zealand. But it's a very well-known expression. Every native English speaker knows this. You could say blow your own trumpet, or I would say it's maybe at least more common for me to hear blow your own horn. Horn. Right? So trumpet is like a type of horn. Blow your own horn. Blow your own trumpet. Okay. And that is our expression, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time. Well, yeah. You know, if with these expressions, if you think every day, one little expression, you don't have to start using these all the time, but it's good to be aware of them at least, and you can improve and enrich your language with these expressions.
What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
No. I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation. Yeah, it's time for today's pronunciation, and I want to practice the J, la Jota. Pero no hablo del baile. No, I'm talking about the J in the sense of jeep or jumper, jelly. Jack. Jack is jealous of Yolanda. It's true. But the J is, it's pronounced, here's the secret. I'm going to tell you a secret. Okay, listen, pay attention, folks. The J is pronounced like a CH. If you say Charlie, chocolate, chocolate. And then you activate the vocal cords. That's the J. The J has nothing, no tiene nada que ver con la Y in English. Nothing to do. It does not sound for me, for an English speaker, well, maybe a little bit similar, but if I say jet, okay, it sounds a little bit similar, but jet is the jet. Like a jumbo jet. I'm not saying a jumbo yet. Eso es todavía, yet. Not yet. I haven't seen the jet yet. I haven't seen the jet yet. I haven't seen the jet yet. You hear the difference? Maybe it's a bit subtle, but that is how you pronounce the proper J. This is the same sound as the G in words like George. Right? Geometry, geography, George Bush Jr. George Bush Jr. liked geography. George Bush Jr. studied geography. George Bush ate chocolate and studied geography. I love these absurd sentences. But the idea with these is to get accustomed to the sounds. So remember, the J, take the CH, with the CH sound, chocolate, cherries, cherry, right? Cereza, Cereza. Cerezos. Cerezas. No? Tina? Cherries. You know what I'm talking about. Cherries, folks. So it's the CH sound. But then you activate, you take cherry, like the delicious red fruit, cherry, and you activate the vocal cord and you have Jerry, like Ben and Jerry's. We don't say Ben and Yeti. Yeti? No. Tom and Yeti? No. Tom and Jerry, Ben and Jerry. Who do you like more, Tom and Jerry or Ben and Jerry? I don't know. I don't know, Kyle. That's an absurd question. Why are you asking me that, Kyle? That's a stupid question. Oh, well. But we're practicing the sounds, right? So you take the J, you take the CH, you activate the vocal cords. Otherwise, they're mute, right? With the CH, chocolate, cherries and chocolate, chocolate-coated cherry. I love chocolate-coated cherries. Chocolate cherries, it's one of my favorite things. If anyone wants to send me chocolate-coated cherries, I would love it. It would make my day. Chocolate-coated cherries. Mmm. Tino, do you like chocolate-coated cherries? Yes, Tino and I love chocolate-coated cherries. Mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry doesn't make chocolate-coated cherries, though. Well, they sell chocolate ice cream and cherry ice cream, but they don't sell chocolate and cherry ice cream. Or maybe they do. I don't know. But, so the J, what I'm talking about is the J, folks. You have to take the CH, you activate, stimulate the vocal cords, and you got the perfect J. Not the same as the Y, la Y, which is yellow, yahoo, yes, yo-yo, yippee, yee-haw, all of that. Okay, it's a different sound. And when I make the Y, if I look in the mirror, I can see more of a smile with my Y. Yes, yahoo. The mouth is wider. It extends wider, whereas the George, the CH and then the J sound is not as wide. It's higher. My lips are more round with that sound. Round with the sound. But let's practice a couple of words. Repeat after me. Jeep. Jeep. Jumper. Jumper. Not yumper. No. Jumper. Jelly. Jelly. Joke. Joke. January. January. Jewels. Oh, yes. Jewels. Juice. Juice, right? Zumo. Juice. Just. Right? Solamente. Just. Justify. Justificar. Hay que justificarlo. They have to justify it. To justify. Juice. Tino drinks juice. Yes. Tino likes cherry juice. Right, Tino? Drinking cherry juice. Cherry juice. You see the relationship between the Y, well, the J, and the CH, the similarity. This is what you have to recognize, the similarities between the sounds. Little by little. Poco a poco. Little by little. And if you have the word joke, because if I say yoke, ¿qué es eso? What does that mean, yoke? Ah. Do you want me to tell you about yokes? ¿Por qué estoy diciendo? Estoy diciendo... Yema de huevo. Yolk. Eso es un yolk. Yolk significa yema de huevo. Joke. Eso es chiste. Joke. Because I'm activating the vocal cords with the CH sound. Joke. Different sound altogether. Try it. Right? Manolo says, Kyle, jactarse. Brag. Jactarse. Okay, thank you very much. Joaquin as well. Thank you. And Manolo. The team, thank you for your help. To blow your own horn, that was our expression from earlier. Jactarse, or to presumir, also. Right? It's like to brag, to blow your own horn. That was an expression. Okay, so there we had a little bit of vocabulary. Sorry, a little bit of, pronunciation. The J, folks. Practice, 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 because practice makes perfect. Yes. All right, in a moment, we're going to take a short break. I promise to keep it short. Unos minutos, nada más. And then we're going to come back. And when I come back, in fact, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to be right here waiting for you. And we're going to look at the Twitter translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Mándame tu frase. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Ni el uno ni el otro se quedó dormido. Ni el uno ni el otro. Tell me how to say that in English. We're going to talk about that and much, much more in just about 4 minutes. Tres, cuatro minutos, okay? I'll be back with plenty more here at the Drive Time Show. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
See you later, Gabe.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
Lo que escuchas,
Vaughn Radio.
Nosotros te damos oportunidad tras oportunidad. Y el 21 de marzo, una nueva, para conocer las claves del éxito. Emprender y liderar. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con dos ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Jueves 21 de marzo, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario. grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Aprender inglés es una cuestión personal porque estamos viviendo ya en un mundo que se necesita hablar inglés. Me gusta mucho viajar y lo utilizo cuando estoy fuera. Y aparte me di cuenta que cuando estás trabajando, si quieres acceder a determinados puestos, necesitas un nivel de inglés muy bueno. Y esa fue la razón principal por la que me decidí hacer este máster. Algunas veces cuando estoy haciendo el máster parece que no avanzo, que no llego a ninguna parte, pero poco a poco me doy cuenta que voy solucionando situaciones que antes no sabía cómo afrontar. Lo que más me gusta del máster es el contacto directo que existe con todos los profesores, la personalización del servicio y que puedes en cualquier momento recurrir a ellos, que siempre están dispuestos a ayudarte.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar, hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 911-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Por fin un producto que satisface las necesidades de los profesionales más ocupados. El producto definitivo para todas aquellas personas que necesitan mejorar su nivel de inglés de una vez por todas, pero que, por motivos profesionales, no pueden dedicar su tiempo exclusivamente al aprendizaje del inglés. Tú tienes una necesidad real de aprender inglés. Tú buscas los mejores resultados. ¿Acabas de licenciarte o eres directivo? ¿O has llegado a un punto de tu vida profesional en el que no puedes progresar sin el inglés? Todos compartís una misma ilusión, un mismo objetivo: hablar, escribir y mejorar notablemente vuestro inglés. Lo que para muchos parecía una quimera es ahora una realidad constatable. Llámanos al 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio. Vaughn Radio.
weird news.
Oh, you heard it. That's right. It's time for Weird News. We're back, by the way. It is the Drive Time Show. Welcome to the second half hour, and welcome to Weird News. College football lovers, like my father, big lover of... Now, this is American college football. American football. College football lovers, a couple of them in the United States recently decided to live, vivir, on a giant sign. En un cartel. Encima del cartel. Well, it had a platform, like one of those giant, una valla publicitaria, right? Which is a, in English, a billboard. Now, these guys decided to live on a billboard for a couple of weeks. Now, people who love sports teams often go to great lengths, right? It means they do crazy things. They do a lot to show their support for their favorite sports team. And in January last month, four Americans took their team loyalty to new heights, to a new level. Hasta otro nivel. As part of a competition, they agreed to live high in the air, basically on a platform of a billboard just outside San Jose, California. And the four fans represented the four schools competing for the championship of American college football. And the fans agreed to live on the nearly 14-meter high sign for as long as their favorite team kept playing. So ESPN, which is the sports network, the TV network, provided each person with a sleeping bag and a small tent to protect them from the rain and cold weather. And the fans passed the time on the billboard by taking part in games, which they could win money and other prizes. Now, as of the last Monday of January. Now, I don't know the latest. I don't have the latest, but only two of the four were still up on the billboard. One was Nancy Voland. She was from Florida. And another gentleman named Lias Ross from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Now, Nancy Voland is a supporter of Clemson University, Clemson Tigers. And Ross is a supporter of Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Now, the two played in the championship game a couple weeks ago. Now, Voland, now this is not a kid. She's 59 years old. Two daughters. And she had to walk down 72 steps to use a restroom. So they would let her go down to use the washroom. And she said going up and down the steps was the hardest part. She attended Clemson University in 1977 and likes the school so much that she had one requirement for her now husband before agreeing to marry him. He had to promise that she got to attend 3 home games each year. Now the other guy, Lias Ross, he's 39. He had been sent off to Iraq in the U.S. Army 3 times, and he told the newspaper that living on the billboard for about 2 weeks is just the latest example of his loyalty to his football team. Now, he counted down the minutes until January 1st, 2019 in a video with his wife and 4 children. He said, living on the sign has not been that difficult. He says, I'm ready to get off the billboard, though. He says, not only to see my family, but before I see my family to see the national championship game, because I'll be the first one that I'll have the opportunity to attend. So he was able to attend the game. But crazy. So these guys lived on a sign for 2 weeks. As a result of a competition. Now, hopefully they got enough money for this, right? But people do some pretty crazy things, some pretty weird things. I will call it that, as it is today's weird news. Now, at the start of our show, everybody, we had the interactive section that you love, the Twitter translation. And people are saying, oh, this game, I love that. I mean, me encanta eso, right? The Twitter translation, and a lot of people wrote in today, ni el uno ni el otro se quedó dormido. Ni el uno ni el otro. Now let's see. Taratov, our friend Taratov, writes in and says, Neither the one nor the other fell asleep. Let's see. Anna says neither the one or the other got asleep. Wouldn't say that either. Neither one nor the other fell asleep, says Pilar. Neither of them, Manolo says, neither of them fell. Now he said felt. Oh, casi, eh? Now, felt is the past of the verb to feel. Every day I feel, yesterday I felt, lately I felt. But the verb to fall, every day I fall, yesterday I fell, lately I've fallen. Fall, fell, fallen. But fell asleep. Yeah. Or neither of them fell asleep. Simple past. Neither one nor the other, said D. Cooper. Maria, neither of them got asleep. Nobody has it exactly right. Neither one nor the other. Let's see. Virginia. Juan Antonio. Neither of them fell asleep. There we go. It's our friend Adelmadi who has the right answer. Neither of them fell asleep.
Yeah.
I mean, if you say neither one nor the other, okay, that can work. But I kind of like neither of them fell asleep. Jesus has the right answer. You can always count on Jesus to get it right. Neither of them fell asleep. Neither one nor the other. Neither one nor the other. That was Joaquin, Javi, Anna, Mr. Houses, Jaime. Neither one of both. Be careful. Be careful. Cuidado. Okay. Neither of them fell asleep. So this is tricky. This is difficult. I recognize that this is difficult when we have these sentences with neither and then either. We typically use either to avoid the double negative, right? We have to avoid the double negative. So we'll say, for example, no quiero ni el uno ni el otro. I don't want either one. No quiero. So it's negative. I don't want either one. We can't say I don't want neither one because it's a double negative. Be careful. Ninguno de ellos dos fuma. Neither of them smoke. Ninguno de ellos tres fuma. None of them smoke. Okay? And then we have, let me see. Let me see if I can think of a few other examples here. I'll give you a couple more sentences to practice with this either and neither. No quiero hacer ni la una ni la otra. I don't want to do either one. Hay dos posibilidades de las cuales ninguna me convence. There are two possibilities. Neither of which, hablando de cosas, neither, ninguna de los dos. Bueno, de las cuales ninguna me convence. There are two possibilities, neither of which convinces me. Hay tres posibilidades, de las cuales ninguna me convence. There are three possibilities, none of which convince me. So we're going to go with more than two, we're going to have none. With two, we're going to have both. And then, well, in the negative, neither. Okay, so it's a little bit tricky. Los dos se quedaron dormidos. Both of them fell asleep. And then today's sentence, ni el uno ni el otro se quedó dormido. Neither of them fell asleep. Todos ellos se quedaron dormidos. All of them fell asleep. Ninguna de estas listas son difíciles. None of these lists are difficult. Ninguno de los dos sabemos alemán, como Tino y yo. Ninguno de los dos sabemos alemán. Sabemos nosotros, it's us. Neither of us know German. Tino doesn't know German. I don't know German. Neither of us know German. And Tino and Richard and I, none of us know German. Now, Claudia knows German. But Tino and I, neither of us know German. Tino and Fitz and I, none of us know German. And Alberto, none of us know German. Tino and Alberto, neither of them know German. So our Twitter translation today was, ni el uno ni el otro se quedó dormido. Neither of them fell asleep. Quedarse dormido, to fall asleep. Neither of them fell asleep. Okay. Ah, nice one. Okay, everybody. It's time to move on. It's time to push forward. Time to move on. Time to get going. That's a great Tom Petty song, by the way. Anyway, how about a little bit of technology today?
Technology today.
All right, everybody. Vodafone, popular telecom company, Vodafone has successfully connected 5G smartphones to its network. Now, this news is out of London, and they have conducted a successful trial connecting next generation 5G. 5G phones, yes, to its network for the first time as it prepares to launch 5G in some European cities later this year. They just said this today. Now, Vodafone says it's made an ultra-high resolution 4K video calls. High resolution video calls in Madrid and Barcelona at speeds 10 times faster than the current 4G technology. So it allows it is 10 times faster, 10 veces más rápido, 10 times faster than the current 4G technology. Now, the commercial launch worldwide, around the world, the worldwide acceptance of this and the real launch of 5G is expected in 2020, next year. In some cities, or some countries, led by the United States, China and South Korea, have already announced or even carried out some small-scale deployment of the technology. So it's likely to be used first for private and industrial networks with national rollouts for consumers a little bit later. So next year. But the thing about this stuff is then you're going to need, I guess you're going to need a 5G phone, right? A phone that can handle it. I'm not a technology expert. I don't know. So would your normal, this is the question I'd wonder, would your normal phone and your normal devices, your computer, handle it, or do you need a special device? I don't know. Generally speaking, speed is good. More speed. And it seems whenever we get these increases in technology and increase in speed, we say, oh my gosh, I don't need all that. I get video, all this stuff coming down at reasonable speeds already. But we are creating more and more content that is higher definition, higher quality, and therefore needs better connectivity, faster networks, broader networks, more data transfer capabilities to handle the high definition. So it's pretty cool. We're pretty much getting to the point. And I suppose with 5G, you'll be able to, you know, open YouTube and there'll be no noticeable delay. And you can probably, you know, download films, watch films without waiting for things to buffer. So this idea of waiting for stuff to load, that will gradually disappear as things become up to 10 times faster. So it's pretty cool. But even as it is now, the waiting times are pretty low if you have decent connectivity, right? But this will be great for streaming. which more and more people are doing, streaming live stuff like Facebook, like this show, which maybe tomorrow I'll stream. I don't know. Mañana? Maybe? Who knows? But anyway, that's the news, everybody. 5G is on its way. Testing is happening right here in Spain, places like Madrid and Barcelona, but expect it to be more commercially available, broadly available next year. So faster options. But it seems like these things, really, they're just ways for, well, you know, they're offering a better service, but also a way to increase the price. They're going to say, Vodafone no doubt will say, oh, well, you want 5G. Well, it's going to cost you this. And so you're going to pay more. They're always looking for ways to increase the billing, the facturación, right? They'll look for ways to increase the billing and make things more profitable for them. So there you go. 5G is on the way.
Paragraph of the day.
Okay, the paragraph of the day. All right, I'm going to read this and then I'm going to come back and read it again. Okay. This is an interesting story. He met a gorgeous girl in the bar of the hotel. She was staying alone at the hotel, and after several drinks, she invited him up to her room. He couldn't believe his luck, but he was so drunk that he almost needed to her help to stay on his feet. When they reached the room, she realized she'd forgotten something in the bar and sent him down to get it for her. He never found his way back. He didn't know her name, and he didn't remember which of the 22 floors she was staying on. He spent an hour on the different floors and then went home. Qué triste. Ah, yeah. Conocía a una chica preciosa en el bar del hotel. Possibly a true story, Tino.
Oh, she's a beauty.
Yeah, yeah. She was staying alone at the hotel, right?
Se hospedaba sola en el hotel y después de algunas copas le invitó a subir a su habitación.
Oh, okay. She couldn't believe, or he couldn't believe his luck.
No podía creer en su suerte, pero estaba tan borracho que necesitó que ella la ayudara para mantenerse de pie.
Uf. He couldn't believe his luck, but he was so drunk that he almost needed her help to stay on his feet. When they reached the room, she realized she'd forgotten something in the bar and sent him down to get it for her.
Cuando llegaron a la habitación, ella se dio cuenta que se había olvidado algo en el bar y le pidió a él que le bajase a buscarlo. Que bajase a buscarlo.
To go down to get it. Okay. He asked her to go down to get it. He never found his way back. He didn't know her name, and he didn't remember which of the 22 floors she was on.
No sabía su nombre, y no se acordaba en cuál de los 22 pisos estaba.
Oh, man. You got to feel sorry for the guy. It's like, oye, casi. So close, right?
Esto es un escándalo.
Hombre. He spent an hour on the different floors and then went home. Pasó una hora ahí. But you can understand him, right? The poor guy.
Una hora ahí buscando las diferentes plantas y pues luego se fue a casa.
All right. He spent an hour on the different floors and then he went home.
Mi casa es su casa.
Yeah, mi casa es su casa. Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, that was our paragraph of the day. That was a different one. That was a bit racy. Right? A bit, racy, we can say. Interesting adjective. All right, now we have these paragraphs. You never know what, you never know what you're going to get. Actually, that would be a good sound bite for us to get, the Forrest Gump. We should get that, Tino, where he says, in English, he says, life is like a box of chocolates, right? Life is like a box, es como un caja de bombones, ¿no? In Spanish, they say caja de bombones o de chocolates.
de bonbones, ¿no? Se dice. De bonbones. He says, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And it's true. Yeah, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Maybe we need to find that one, Tino. We need to find that the audio of that little piece, that little piece of audio from Forrest Gump. Maybe in our last half hour, we can dig it up, maybe. It's
claro.
It's a classic line, right? It's a classic. But anyway, that was our paragraph of the day. But what else we like to do here on the Drive Time Show is work on our vocabulary poco a poco, right? Poco a poco, little by little. And today is no exception, but we're going to talk about wealth, right? And also poverty, la pobreza también. Yeah, you got to talk about both sides, right? So to be adinerado. Adinerado would be wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. Or we also say well off, right? Viven en un barrio bastante acomodado. They live in a fairly well off neighborhood, well off, which with the little guion. Guion, ¿cómo se dice? Guion in English. Guion, dash. Or also hyphen. But there are some other words, for example, affluent, acomodado, affluent, wealthy, well-off, bueno, rico, rich, rich. And then we have another word which is a little bit less formal, but we also say it a lot, forrado, like Bill Gates, right? That guy is loaded, loaded. Now, loaded, we also say sometimes to say it when someone's drunk. Oh, look at him. He's loaded. Está muy borracho. Mírale. Look out. Look at him. He's loaded. But it also means forrado. He's very wealthy. Then on the other side, por otro lado, on the other side we have he's broke. Pelado. Es que no tiene ni un duro. He's broke. Or he's penniless, sin un céntimo, literally, right? Penniless, pobre, poor. Now, the British, here's a good one that the British like to say. I don't think I'd ever heard this until I came to Spain and met a bunch of British people, but they say he's skint, como sin blanca. Oh, man, I can't go out this weekend. I'm skint.
No puedo salir.
Claro, ya sabes. Hay mucha crisis. I'm skinned. Estoy sin blanca. I can't go out. No puedo salir este fin de semana. Estoy sin blanca. I can't go out this weekend. I'm skint. I'm skint, we say. All right. Poor. Penniless. We also say mal de dinero. We also say hard up. Oh, man, I'm hard up. I've been hard up lately. Sin dinero. Hard up. Mal de dinero. Broke as well. Broke. Not broken, but to be broke. Como roto. As a student, I was always broke. All right. Okay. So there you have it, everybody. There you have a little bit of vocabulary. Talking about wealth and talking about poverty. Pobreza también. All right. So there you have it. That is that was our vocabulary for today. I want to remind you as you can get our show at Evox? Ivoox, everybody. Evox.com. You can go over there and you can type in Drive Time. And you'll find about 1,420 episodes. Más o menos. 1,420 o algo así. Capítulos. And you can download them or stream them. Y no cuesta nada. It's free. Ivoox.com. Drive Time. Type it in, Drive Time, and you'll get it. You can listen to it, and you can work with all the translations, the challenges. You can practice, and you can, bueno, poco a poco, little by little, you can learn, right? Completely free. No cuesta nada. What are you waiting for? All right, I'm going to take a break. I need a break, a short break, but I promise I'll be back in just a minute, so don't touch that dial.
Hasta luego, tronco.
¿Los trabajadores de tu empresa tienen un problema con el inglés y no tienen tiempo de ir a clase? Te mandamos un profesor Vaughan a tu empresa. Un profesor Vaughan que se desplaza para dar clase a tus empleados de manera personalizada. O si lo prefieres, te damos las clases por teléfono, videoconferencia o una plataforma digital adaptada a las necesidades de cada alumno. Ya no hay excusa. Estén donde estén, los trabajadores de tu empresa pueden aprender inglés con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5 5831 y te daremos más información. 91-133-5831.
Esto lo que oyes.
You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
¿Cómo se dice alma gemela en inglés? A.
Soulmate.
B.
Twin soul.
O C.
Soul Twin.
No te vayas, que te lo contamos en dos minutos.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911-335-833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 911-335-833. Consulta también el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
¿No quieres aprender inglés? ¿No quieres conocer expresiones y vocabulario? Ah, entonces no nos busques, porque con nuestros trimestrales mejorarás tu agilidad oral y nivel auditivo y reforzarás la gramática. En grupos reducidos y mediante el método Vaughan aprenderás inglés. Así que no nos llames al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833, ni nos visites en grupovaughan.com.
El pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan gana decisión y seguridad en 6 días de inmersión en inglés. Disfruta de un entorno privilegiado y mejora, por fin, tu agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva. Piensa, habla, vive en inglés. Llámanos al 911-133-5833.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Descubre nuestros cursos trimestrales, la mejor forma de interiorizar los conceptos clave del inglés, con los mejores profesores que te enseñarán paso a paso sus secretos. El inglés como a ti te gusta. Llámanos e infórmate sin compromiso al 91-133-5833.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
¿Cómo se dice alma gemela en inglés? La respuesta correcta es la A.
Soulmate.
Literalmente significa alma amigo.
Soul twin.
Y
twin soul.
Son Spanglish, así que no lo digas porque nos suena muy raro. Recuerda, alma gemela en inglés es
soulmate.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.